The Iraq War is sometimes portrayed as a conservative liberal issue. It isn't. Supporters of war and empire come from both political parties and can be found among both liberals and conservatives. The liberal media supported the Iraq War with enthusiasm, and their eagerness to parrot the official line abandoned whatever critical faculties they possessed. The American media were so derelict in their duty during the Iraq War that one watchdog group actually offered a $1,000 reward for any reporter who would ask the administration the challenging question about pre-war intelligence. Hillary Clinton was a strong supporter of the war. Following the off-year election in 2006, congressional Democrats, for the most part, revealed themselves once again to be a sorry excuse for an opposition party, continuing to fund the war and refusing to take any bold action. For much of 2006 and 2007, it looked as if we were in for a repeat performance. Propaganda and slogans parroted by the media threatened to take us to war yet again. Then things changed. In December 2007, a national intelligence estimate compiled by 16 agencies of the American intelligence apparatus concluded that Iran had discontinued its nuclear weapons program in 2003 and had not resumed it. Up until the very moment that report was issued, the so-called liberal media had been serving once again as uncritical mouthpieces of administration war propaganda, providing cover for yet another costly and avoidable conflict. This would never happen again, reporters and editorial writers assured us after the Iraq fiasco. 10 minutes later, they were back to their usual collusion with the political establishment. I had said all along that Iran posed no imminent nuclear threat to us or to her neighbors, and now the intelligence community had confirmed that view, a view anyone who read newspapers outside the United States would have been informed enough to take for granted. The administration's rhetoric, on the other hand, gave the impression that nothing had changed, and from the administration's perspective, nothing had changed, since it had apparently possessed this intelligence report for months, only making it known to the public in early December. The administration's awkward efforts to cope with this new information tied it up in logical and rhetorical knots. First, administration officials tried to discredit the report, even though it was one of the most comprehensive intelligence reports on the subject, complete with over 1,000 source notes. They then claimed that Iran's 2003 abandonment of its weapons program, a fact they drew from the supposedly faulty report, showed that American pressure must have worked, since Iran backed off from developing nuclear weapons just as the United States was invading Iraq. Our government must therefore keep up the pressure by means of yet another round of sanctions. Russia and China did not buy this analysis, and once again, our isolationists in Washington placed America on a lonely and tenuous platform on the world stage. As with Iraq, Iran has been asked to perform the logically impossible feat of proving a negative. Iran is presumed guilty until proven innocent, because there is no evidence with which to indict. There is still no evidence that Iran, a signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, has ever violated the treaty's terms which state that Iran is allowed to pursue nuclear energy for peaceful civilian energy needs. The United States cannot unilaterally change the terms of that treaty, and it is unfair and unwise diplomatically to impose sanctions for no legitimate reason. Iran, incidentally, may have noticed a pattern. If countries do have a nuclear weapon, they tend to be left alone or possibly even given a subsidy. If they do not gain such a weapon, they find themselves threatened with war. With that kind of foreign policy, what country wouldn't want to pursue a nuclear weapon? But in fact, there is no evidence Iran actually has one, or could have one anytime soon, even if it immediately resumed the weapons program. Still, when individuals want a war, any pretext will do. So the NIE report does not guarantee that our government will keep its hands off Iran